Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Osiris.
Hey y'all, Leslie Mack here. Welcome to another episode of Goose Chicks Podcast, an all women led show focused mostly on the band Goose and the community that surrounds them, plus all genres of live music. You can hear my voice is a little raspy today because if you haven't heard, we are going on fall tour, couch tour that is. And today's episode was recorded during set break at Goose's first night in Oakland, September 25th with special guest Becky Chinman. My voice is raspy because I'm on the East Coast and it was a late night last night, but we were so excited to have Becky join us to talk about her recent work as DJ Rivka Ruth opening for LPGO and also some Fish after shows that she's going to be doing in Chicago, the art of putting together a DJ set, and how her recent merch collaboration with Karina Reichman came to be. Let's head right over to the conversation with Becky Chinman. That was a greatly the way that jam was so good. I like when they jam that out. Hey, Becky.
Hi, you guys.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
Same. We were just talking about how, like, we're supposed to be really tired, but Goose always brings us up, up, up. So now we're all, like, awake now, even though we should be totally sleepy. How are you? How have you been? How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, I'm doing really well. How about you?
Doing well, you know, excited that fall tour is here and we're all getting to see each other again in various formations. So it's been nice for sure. So grateful to have you come back and join us again. You've had, since the last time we all spoke with you on this show, I feel like all of these amazing things have been going on. And so I was like, oh my God, so excited to talk to you about all of them. But I'll start with you opening for LPGOB two shows, I think you did, New York and Boston. And yeah, how did that collaboration come to be? And just like, what was the experience like for you? It was so amazing to see all the photos and the clips and everything. And the recording too.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on show, podcast, event, whatever one may call this. I'm so honored. And yeah, LP and I met at a festival and our energies just like collided. And then like, you know, she's obviously amazing and I had such a profound respect for her and the producing that she does as a music producer, but then also the education platform that she leads. And then, yeah, she kind of asked me like 2 weeks before the shows to fill in. And I was like, yeah, why not?
I love it. I love it. Were there any special moments that you'd care to share or things that really stuck out for you about the experience of doing that?
Yeah, I mean, well, what was funny is that, so she asked me to do the Brooklyn Bowl show because she knew I lived in New York. So I was like working and then I was also like preparing for the show. And, you know, I like really did my due diligence of like, I prepared like, you know, like a little bit each day. And then like the show happened and then like my sister was there and I had some really good friends there. So I was like, yes, like amazing. Like I only made like one mistake. So maybe a couple more, but like it went well. And then one thing led to another and she was like, do you want to just come to Boston tomorrow? So then like, I think it was like 2 days later, I ended up playing in Boston and that was just very serendipitous. But it taught me a lot because, yeah, sometimes like you can plan all you want, but I actually, I think musically had like more fun and more creativity in this like last minute show because you just got to put it out there, you know?
Yeah, you got to get to that flow state. I love that. Amazing. Mm-hmm. That's really exciting. Hannah, Chelsea, just wanted to give you guys an opportunity if you had any other questions about these sets. I listened to them and thanks for putting them out. I was so excited to see that the sets were put out. And the last time I saw you in person, you were DJing as well. So it was like full circle moment, which was really great. So yeah, Chelsea, Hannah, anything you guys wanted to add in?
No, I just think it's funny when you said like, I only made one or two mistakes because I have so many musician friends that are always saying stuff like that. And I'm like, that sounded so great. I love that. I was jamming so hard. And they're like, really? I was like, I've messed up so many times. And I'm like, what? Like, I don't think people notice it like you think they do or you know what I mean? And people are just there for the experience. And so I love that you said you didn't have time to prepare the next time, you know, think about it as much. And it's just more of a flowy thing. And that's how creativity should be. And that's where I'm trying to get with my creativity is more of a flow instead of like forcing it. So it's cool to hear other people talk about that too.
I love that. Yeah. And I mean, if I was like super hung up on it, probably wouldn't do it again, but you can't be like, I don't want to hold me back. So yeah. Thank you.
Love that.
Well, I know that DJ Rivka Ruth is going back on the road and doing some more shows coming up. Those are in Chicago. Where are you playing? What's the whole deal with that? I think it's Fish After Shows, correct?
Yeah. So it's That City Winery on Saturday, October 14th. It's a Fish After Party. It's me and then two other guys, Airwolf and Mitch Please, and I'm the first to go on. So if you guys are going to Fish in Chicago and you can like scurry on over to City Winery, I think it's like a fairly short walk. And yeah, I think that I'm going to be trying out some different material just because I feel like I've been playing a lot of like hard and fast sets lately and I kind of want to get some like sponginess going on. So we'll see what kind of like weird dungeon that takes us to. But I feel like Chicago is a good place for
like playing around with that kind of stuff, you know.
Definitely. Such a vibrant DJ, yeah, and house music and all of that. I think that's going to be really sweet. What's your process like a little bit as you start to think about the shows? I'm curious there. Are you thinking in terms of songs? Are you thinking in terms of mood? Where does it usually take you?
Yeah, I have like, I always collect music. So like if I hear something when I'm out, I'll try to like find out what it is, or just like always I'm saving music. And like, I mean, my playlist game is like, it's silly. Like I was doing this for like so long, and like literally it's like, I'm the only one that listens to these things, but it's really fun to collect all the music, because then I get to sort of figure out how I want to tell the story. And like, do I want it to have a narrative that like, you know, has an emotional ending, or do I want to have just like super intense, like everyone's at like dancing hard at 128 BPM or whatever. So yeah, I kind of collect, and then I sort of pull it apart and I organize, and I'm like, all right, what are my like awesomest tracks that I really want to play or see, and then take it from there.
I love that. I just think it's such a easy, interesting way of using your brain, just a different way of approaching putting a set together. It's very interesting to me. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I definitely mix and key. So that's another thing that I'm working on, is like trying to mix and key without like, you know, like when you're like doing it live, you have to just be like on it. And if you have like a long transition, then like that impacts like what key you're mixing into next. So it's pretty like day one stuff. But yeah, it like LP, for instance, she really mixes in key a lot. And that is different than a lot of other DJs. And so her transitions are like super melodic and flowy. And like you can't even tell where one song ends, the other begins, because she is that much of like a musician. And like she knows this frontwards to backwards.
Which makes such sense that Goose and her would trade songs recently on the releases, which were so cool to see them interpreting one of her songs, and then her doing her take on Arrow was really amazing. That they, of course, are transition masters as well. So I think it's a good melding there of skill sets. Worked really well. I can't do anything but call you a renaissance woman, Becky, because in addition to all of your DJ stuff you're doing this year alone, you had the Park Empathy t-shirt drop, you had your amazing line of pottery, which was so beautiful. But I wanted to ask you about, you also designed some merchandise for Karina Reichman on her Joyride merch release. And I wanted to ask you, like, what is it like for you tapping into so many different artistic expressions, like in a calendar year, that you're really dipping in all of these ponds? Like, what does that skip, hop, and jumping feel like for you?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, thank you. It's like incredibly kind words. I don't know, I guess I've always been a designer. I studied architecture in undergrad, and then I continue to do that today for my like day job. But then graphic design was something that I sort of tapped into when I was in grad school. And I've always just really appreciated it. And then when I started to do it with Peter, like we were just like experimenting together. And then we're like, okay, wait, we could do something with it. And then same with Karina, I was like, I just literally had her over for dinner one night. She's a bud from New York City. And I think like we just had too many glasses of wine. Then I was designing a t-shirt.
That's the best kind of way to make that happen.
I mean, that's the ultimate
flow. It's natural.
It's the ultimate flow state over a flowing, you know, bottle of wine. I love it.
Yeah, the best ideas.
She's right. Also like a super big hype woman. Like, I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen her shows or like gotten to talk to her. She's just like an absolute ray of positivity. And so she's an ideal client if you ever get the opportunity. Very ideal.
I love it. So Tana, I wanted to give you a chance if you had anything to add, or I wanted to ask Beck anything.
Oh yeah.
I've just been enjoying the conversation. I really appreciate how you're talking about curating a set and stuff like that, because I wish my brain worked that way. Like, I have a really good friend who's really good at that, and I'm just like, I don't think that way. So, and then I really appreciate like the renaissance of like women DJs. It's just such a male dominated space. And, one that I didn't naturally gravitate to in terms of music. And so now just like seeing all the women who DJ just makes my little feminist heart happy. And thank you.
And it was so, and it was so interesting too, because when we had Sam King on the show, she talked about like, she got her start in the music business, you know, managing and doing production work for EDM tours while she was in college. So that's, I just think that's, obviously there's a space, that's a space in music where women are able to, you know, to thrive right now, which is really cool.
Yeah. I mean, she is also just like an awesome human. We like early on, since we started working with the band, like both of us have made so many connections, because we're like throwing ourselves out there, like so many other people in various industries that might be male dominated, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that like, you really have to just like push for it sometimes, you know, and she's just absolutely crushing it. And so it's really cool to see her doing what she does best, because obviously, I mean, it's going pretty well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's getting late. Probably it's one now. My lights just turned off. Hold on. This is like one of those automated homes. Yeah,
it's so past my bedtime.
It's well, way past. So before we close out, Becky, where can everyone follow you and make sure they're, you know, they can go and get tickets to the shows you're doing that are coming up in Chicago and everything? Please just say all the things.
Okay. Yeah. So for tickets to the Chicago show, the link is in my profile on Instagram, which is Rivka Ruth DJ. And then you could also get tickets, I think, on City Winery. Look up City Winery Chicago. And then if anyone is going to Red Rocks next week,
I will be there.
And it would be super fun to meet up.
Yes. Well, Chelsea and I will be there. So we'll see.
We were just talking about this. Yeah.
We were. That is coming up.
It's already like, yeah, next week we're leaving. So I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. We're all like, wait, it's a week from Wednesday. We're heading out there. So are you going to the Fort Collins show as well, or just the Red Rock shows?
Yeah. I got swindled into that one. So I'll be there.
I think we all did, Becky, but we'll all be there. So
yeah. Epic.
It'll be great. It'll be fantastic. Before these guys jump back on stage, and before we let you go, how was your break with Peter? I saw, you know, you guys had done some traveling. I'd love to hear if there were any cities that were really, you know, special and really stood out for you.
Yeah. First of all, hi, Veronica. I traveled with Veronica for a little bit. We went rafting together. And so, yeah, it was amazing. I think that Peter and I, well, hopefully I'm going to go rafting again, whether Peter's there or not, but that was epic. It was a really awesome experience. And the guides that led us for that, those 4 days were really, really talented. So yeah, that was standout for me for sure.
Oh, fantastic. It looked amazing. Just, I saw the pictures and videos of Veronica. We're going to actually kind of sneak her onto the show soon to talk about the experience. So
yay! That's so
if anybody's great. Listening, just here, you know, be on the lookout for that. It's coming up soon. yeah, well, Becky, thanks so much again. You're always such a great support for us, and we love getting to talk with you and catch up with you. So have a lovely evening, and we'll see you in Red Rocks.
Yes. Hell yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Becky. Bye.
Thank you.
In a world of action, I was playing with distractions, oh, just hoping that the wild might call on me. A hope to a dream, I saw a beast nest in a bonsai tree. I fell to my knees, and I started to pray that she'd come for me. She headed towards the open door, and I froze. Flashing before my eyes in a life I'd never
again to Becky Timmon for staying up late with us and being such a great support for our show. You can still join us on Couch Tour. We'll be gathering online for both Red Rock shows, including special guest Kyle French from WTED Goose Radio. And you can RSVP for that at goosechickspod.com/couchtour. Speaking of WTED, our Top of the Flock collaboration is in full flight, with songs becoming certified almost every show of this fall tour. Thus far, 21 Goose songs are now officially Top of the Flock certified, meaning you'll be able to vote for your favorite 2023 version early next year. Be sure to tune in to WTED Radio for all things Top of the Flock, or visit goosechickspod.com/Top of the Flock to see what has already made the cut. Goose Chicks Podcast is produced by Leslie Mack, that's me, with support from sound engineer Matt Dwyer, co-host Alexius Lipo, and contributors Chelsea Long and Hannah Liebreich. Special thanks to our sponsors Ben & Jerry's and Sunset Lake CBD for their support. We are a proud member of the Osiris Media family. You can check us out on socials at Goose Chicks Pod everywhere. Until next time, be kind to each other out there, and remember to keep it TED.
Osiris.
Ever wonder what a punch from Elton John feels like?
Or how you'd cope with having turned down the chance to be in Nirvana?
Or what signal Keith Richards gives when he wants you to get the hell out of his hotel room?
Fans of Too Much Effing Perspective don't have to wonder, because they've heard these exact stories and a jillion others on our podcast. I'm Alex Hoffman, former tour manager for Radiohead.
And I'm musician and comedy writer Alan Keller. On the TMEP show, we get guests like Nancy Wilson from Heart, Jeremiah Frates from The Lumineers, and Modern Family's Julie Bowen to tell us things they may have only shared with their therapist, clergy, or a TMZ stringer.
So join us on Too Much Effing Perspective. That's EFFING Perspective. The only podcast you crank up to 11.
Hey, this is Dewey Halpas, host of Peer Pleasure on the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. Join me each week as I explore another long-form conversation with one of your favorite musicians, actors, comedians, or creatives. From Chino Moreno of the Deftones, John Gorley of Portugal the Man, to Fat Mike from NoFX, and Ian MacKay from Fugazi and Minor Threat, we go all over the map. From Fall Out Boy to Slayer, Peer Pleasure has it all. Check us out now on Sound Talent Media.